It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between, Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
It starts off quiet. Here we go. Here we go. Come on. Hey, welcome to A Fractious Friday. It is September the 23rd. No, it's not. It's September the 24th. Be nice if I changed that, wouldn't it? Welcome to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. The last couple of days they've been setting up a city out here in our desert. Right behind the mall and behind the stadium, and then right past the street out in the middle of the desert. Yes, they're getting ready for the races this weekend. And best of luck, Matt Laughlin. He's number 8, kicking off the races. And so hopefully he will do well. Hey, let's talk a little bit about sports. Today we have the Diamondbacks take on the Dodgers. It's be a no-brainer. 6:40 tonight. And then that's on KNTR Sports 100.5 FM or 94.3 FM. But then on our AM station in Lake Havasu City, 980 AM, we have the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights and the Glendale Cardinals at 7 o'clock. Football, local high school football. And, you should follow football locally because you never know. Those kids are going to go to college, and the next thing you know, they're going to be on NBC playing on football on Monday night, you know. Also, you can stream that game on KNTRSports.com. Tomorrow, Saturday, besides the Oktoberfest in Bullhead City, we have Clemson and North Carolina State at noon, Arizona Diamondbacks and the Dodgers again. Tomorrow night's game at 5:10. How do they pick these times? Today, the 6:40, tomorrow at 5:10. And anyways, and then we have Arizona State and the Cardinal and Colorado. That game will be in progress, but we'll kick into it about 7:30 tomorrow night. Sunday, we have the fantasy football at 8 a.m., the NFL preview at 8:30, the NFL Insider at 9 a.m., the Cardinals and Jacksonville Jaguars at 10 o'clock. Then we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Rams at 1 o'clock. And we're not done. At 4:30, we have the Packers and the 49ers. Yeah. And then Monday night, we have Monday Night Football. So that's the Eagles and the Cowboys. All right. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, servicing Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. You know, hospitals have been sanitizing for 100 years before they could spell the word COVID. You know, I mean, there's people that's what all they do in the hospital. So don't ever be afraid to go to the hospital. Now, here in Laughlin, we have the Laughlin Walk-In here in the mall. Over on Highway 95, they have the Mojave Clinic right by Target. Then they have the Imaging Center on Hancock and Train, the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek and Gold Rush. Over in the Parkway, Warm Sea has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. And then, of course, on Silver Creek Road, a great, big, beautiful hospital. Call 763-2273. If you don't feel well, Claudia answers the phone, and she'll transfer you to any one of those facilities or anyone who can help you. Yeah, she's about that. Farm Bureau Financial Services, do you often feel you pay too much for insurance? Well, if you do, all you can do is sit down with a professional and let them look at your policies and go, do you think I'm paying too much here? And maybe they can look at your auto insurance, your life insurance, your home insurance, your commercial insurance, and maybe put some together and save you some money. Call Farm Bureau Financial Services, 763-8464. Greg or Stephanie, well, number one, they'll probably answer the phone. Number two, they'll set up an appointment and have you come in and sit down and save you some money. Or if you just have insurance questions, you know, what-if questions, 763-8464. Spot On. Yes, Spot On processing credit cards has never been easier. Spot On is locally operated with a local representative available to help set you up and get you processing the whole thing. There's no hidden fees. There's no long-term contracts. You can go month to month, and funding is the next day. Spot On also integrates Google and Apple Pay. Spot on services Kingman, Bullhead City, Laughlin, Fort Mojave, Bullhead, I mean, Needles, Havasu, and all you got to do is pick up the phone and call Thane O'Brien, 928-706-2784. Questions are free. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You can change your oil on a regular basis, but do you often think about your transmission on a regular basis? Probably not. Might want to change that oil, too. Yeah, about every 40,000 miles. Otherwise, it gets real expensive. Speaking of oil change, you get a free oil change with a tune-up, and then get your air conditioning checked for only $19.99 at ATCO, plus Freon. ATCO Transmission, 444-1244, or they're on the hill on Alta Vista, right behind Hobby Lobby in Bullhead City. Now, speaking of Bullhead City, let's jump over to Kingman and say good morning to the mayor. We're social distancing. She's in Kingman. Hi, Jen Miles. How are you?
Hi, Larry. I'm well, and I hope you are, too.
I am. And I keep good. Telling my wife, you know, we keep dodging this virus. I don't know how, but we do. And I'm glad. I mean, I am vaccinated, but, you know, they say that vaccinated people can carry it. But for some reason, and over a year now, we have dodged it, you know, and she works around COVID patients 3 days a week. So we're doing good. We're doing good. We just got back from two
That's
weeks.
A blessing.
Yeah,
That's a
it is.
Blessing.
And we just got back from 2 weeks vacation. So our batteries are charged and we're ready to go through the rest of the year.
Excellent.
Yeah. So how have you been? How's the city of Kingman?
Well, you know, with all your talk about sports and activities, I thought I better just tag on to that because there's so much happening right now.
Go right ahead.
Kingman, so I'm going to sound like a Chamber of Commerce person right here. But that's okay. It's
yeah.
a beautiful day in Kingman, Arizona, and it truly is.
You have a parade tomorrow.
Yes, I was going to say we have our Andy Devine Days weekend, basically, and it will kick off with this parade, which is an Andy Devine parade down Beale Street, and there will be, just floats and all kinds of fun things, horses and things that we're famous for, and just a celebration of this weekend that kicks it off. And yes, we have the rodeo this weekend, the Andy Devine Days Rodeo.
Right.
And so those that want to just hang out downtown. They've got lots of beautiful shops there now and new ones cropping up all the time, including, I think we have one now called Liquid Bistro. So I haven't been able to see that one yet, but I look forward to it. But at 4, the gates open for the rodeo, and I think it starts at 6. So there's going to be a grand entry parade with, I think, 13 horses with American flags,
wow.
honoring those that we lost in Afghanistan. But there, you know, there will be just a lot of fun. Rodeos, if you love them, come to Kingman because we're going to have it Saturday and Sunday.
And not to mention the fact that if you're in Havasu or Bullhead, Kingman's going to be much cooler tomorrow.
Always. We're always 10 degrees cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's going on, and then next weekend we have our Brews and Brats Oktoberfest in
Lancaster
Park. So that's something else that we'd love for people to put on their schedule and come up and have some fun with us in Metcalf Park, because we'll be kicking off basically October with an Oktoberfest, and I love that.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You know,
I'll
never understand how a disc jockey in Los Angeles does a radio show when they have, you know, like 40 cities underneath their antennas. We have 3 cities, and there's so much going on in Laughlin, in Bullhead City, in Kingman, in Havasu. I mean, we could just fill an hour just talking about what's going on in each city.
Well, we really could. And to cut to the chase on Kingman, I always go back to look at www.gokingman.com. But that has actually been changed to align with our brand. You can still get there using Go Kingman, but it's now www.explorekingman.com. And it has a calendar with all our events. It tells you about the farmers markets that we have every Saturday morning. We have some wonderful vendors that have fresh produce and whatnot. It talks to that. It tells what's coming up this month, next month. It's just a good resource. So www.explorekingman.com. com and find out what appeals to you.
You know, Ryan Frewirth is on all the time, and he talks about your trails in Kingman. And one of my friends up there who's a doctor, she walks these trails all the time. And there's an app that she and I are on, and I mean a couple of 1,000 people are on, but it's an app that you use for exercising. It tracks your where you go, and it says here, you know, what your elevation is and how much time you spent doing it. And I just look at her all the time, and Sarah is always going on these trails, and you can see the maps of where they've been. And it's just so cool to see when she's hiked around Kingman and taken off on these trails, because I look at them and I go, wow, you know, I want to go to Kingman just to walk these trails, you know, maybe catch up with Sarah Knievel and go with her. But when she puts up the trails and I look at them, I just think, wow, how cool is that?
We'd really have some world-class trails here. And, you know, with our historic White Cliffs wagon wheel trails that we've just improved, there's ADA access into that trail, and it's just one of the most beautiful walks that I know of, and I've walked a lot of trails. And we're going to expand that. In the coming year, we have plans to expand that for 5 more miles.
Wow!
We're really leveraging our trails because it not only do people love to hike and walk trails, but it encourages more physical activity, and that's part of, you know, just more healthy living,
right?
Which we partner with the county and the hospital and well, really all of us throughout the county do this on Live Well Mojave. And one of our goals this year is to just try to emphasize those activities and set goals that increase physical activity for our citizens, because we all need to be staying active and our children need to be out there in nature. So
exactly.
That's what we do, focus on that a lot.
We're fortunate in Bullhead because, well, they started it in Laughlin, you know, with the Laughlin Trail and that little bridge that goes over 163. And you can go all the way up to the dam. Well, they actually did the groundbreaking, I want to say, a year and a half ago. But it was just the beginning of COVID when they broke the ground to come down the Arizona side, come down through Davis Camp and come to the bridge. And eventually there'll be another sidewalk on the north side of the bridge. And you'll be able to actually leave Laughlin, walk up to the dam, come down the Arizona side, come back across the bridge, go right back to where you started from. And you're going to walk 7 miles. And you did it in 2 states and you surrounded the Colorado River.
That's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah, so that's all coming. And, of course, you know,
nice thing about that is in walking outside, you can socially distance. It's not only healthy, it's safer than a lot of indoor events.
And yeah.
People really need to get outside, and especially this time of year when it's starting to really get beautiful.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I agree so much. I can't wait to walk that. But hopefully they'll get it open soon because COVID, of course, slowed it down. And how COVID slowed down something in the middle of the desert is beyond me, but it did. Well, let's take our first break.
The numbers speak for themselves, don't they?
Yeah.
It has slowed down a lot of everything.
Exactly.
But we are, you know, the recovery is happening. It's just been set back again by the Delta. And
right.
But we continue to... we're having these events, and I encourage people to attend, but to stay safe. And of course, I know that this is a subject that you can't talk about in the schools, I guess. But I'm going to talk about it. I encourage the vaccinations because it's a good way to minimize the risk, or at least mitigate the risk.
Right.
And I know I've had them, and I just had to fly recently on an airplane to Alabama and back, and I was in a conference before that, and I can tell you, I just felt a lot less risk, a lot more safe because of that.
Exactly.
And 'cause the odds are if you get it and you're vaccinated, you are going to have a lesser bout with this virus, but who wants to get it? I still need safety measures when I am in an indoor crowded place.
I agree. Mayor, let us take our first break. We're going to come right back and chat with the mayor. If you want to call in, 702-298-1063, you can ask the mayor a question. We'll be right back. Stick around.
Yes. Prison Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Prison Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Prison Star Kennel is the standard. Visit PrisonStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafower, founder of Eastwest Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at Eastwest Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Summer is a great time to slip on your sandals and show off your toes, but first, some of you may need help with your feet. Hello, I'm Dr. Thomas Hook, your podiatrist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I can help with your foot or ankle issues, including ingrown and fungal nail care, wart removal, heel pain, hammer toes, and bunions. Again, I'm Dr. Hook. Make an appointment today, and let's get you back in your sandals. 928-444-1491.
Is your electric bill making it hard to budget? Mojave Electric can help with our budget billing plan. With budget billing, your electric payment is the same each month based on your average usage from the previous 12 months. Applications for budget billing are due October 31st. If you have questions or need more information about budget billing, please call 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Spot On Payment Processing takes the process out of payments, freeing up time to get back to business. Stop spending money worrying about increasing rates, contracts, and unexpected fees. Thane O'Brien with Spot On makes credit card acceptance the easiest. Electronic payment integration like Google and Apple Pay, transparent pricing, next day funding, no contracts, and saving incentives like the cash discount program is Spot On exclusive. 35 years local, Thane O'Brien has your back. Email T.O'Brien at spoton.com. T-O-B-R-I-E-N at spoton.com.
Hold on, Mayor. We're ready to go.
Okay.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. We have on the phone, we're going to get right back to Jen Miles here, the mayor of Kingman, in a minute. You can call in with questions, 702-298-1063. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you by TWN Communications. Yes, they partner with MEC to bring us fiber-based internet to our community. Fiber-based technology ensures you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. Pre-register today, and it doesn't cost you to pre-register. It's not a promise you're going to join or anything else. You know, you just pre-register, and you get information emailed to you. And you pre-register at MojaveElectric.com/broadband, or you call 888-227-2095. And by the way, TWN customers pay less than everybody else. So if you want to save money, think about that, too. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. I dropped Duke and Max off there this morning. They're staying for the weekend so I can work Oktoberfest tomorrow. I volunteer for 12 hours, and I pay for my dogs to go and do boarding. Yeah, well, that's what you do when you retire, I guess. Hey, vacations are no longer a problem, or volunteering in Bullhead, because you can take your pets to Risen Star. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes, and the pets love it there. You know, you should see my dogs going down the street, and they knew where they were going. They were all excited. Call 754-3006 if you want to take your dogs to Risen Star, and book appointments ahead of time. Not David yells at you. I was late. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, remember the name Chad Hansen. Well, Mojave Mortgage, but Chad Hansen's the CEO and the president, and he's in charge of everything. He's the guy who gets you the cash. You go in, you fill out a couple pieces of paper, you need a brand new home for $250,000, and then he's sitting at his desk, and you look over, and all of a sudden he's gone. He's disappeared. He goes down into the basement, and his vault is the size of Dot Foods. Have you ever driven past Dot Foods? That's how much money he's got in the vault. Yes, every shelf has money on it. Then he gets your $250, puts it on a silver platter, and he comes back up and he hands it to you. How cool is that? Yeah, it's that simple. Almost. Call him at 288-2691, 928-288-2691. Make an appointment, go in and get your silver platter full of money. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, they're fully open, and they're ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. You know, they got hot breakfasts, they got delicious lunches, and then mouth-watering dinners. Yeah, and you can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day long. We eat whatever you want there. Then, of course, there's the bakery. Oh, yes, with the fresh cookies and the muffins and the pies. Perfect for every diabetic. I look at them and I go, I can't have that, I can't have that, I can't have that. But it looks so good. And you can take a pie home starting at $9.99. All right, let's get back on the phone with the mayor of Kingman, Jen Miles. And you guys have started, or I think you've done it before, some kind of a program with the bus and with veterans?
Yes, we have. This is the program that is in concert with the Jerry Ambrose Veterans Council and our CART system, which is our bus system.
Right, Kingman Regional Transit.
And the city is actually accepting donations from citizens who want to contribute to free bus passes for veterans. And this is administered actually through JAVC, through Jerry Ambrose, that group. But it's a real service and, you know, just a sign of caring for our veterans to allow them, to have free passes on the buses.
How cool is that?
Well, it's just another one of the many, many things that, we try to do for our veterans and do for our veterans, actually, here in Kingman. We have, you know, a number of facilities that serve the veterans. Right now, Jerry Ambrose Veterans Council is working with WACOG and the city to get to administer a large grant that will finish the, or at least go a long way toward finishing the repairs to the building that they have, which they call Operation 6. And I think it will take another couple of years to finish it, though. Pat Farrell says, well, I want it finished by next year, so we'll see how that goes. But they'll have a new roof and everything. It's going to house homeless vets.
Oh, wow.
And right now they are already housing homeless vets through use of Roadway Inn in Kingman.
Oh, good.
So, yeah, it's a fabulous thing. And so I would encourage those who might have some knowledge of someone who needs that kind of service to contact them. And in addition, you know, we have the Veterans Villas that was constructed and now has 48 units that are long-term housing for our veterans. So with the Veterans Clinic and all these other services, the bus program just adds to the viability of quality of life for our vets.
Well, and it gives them the opportunity to get around without having to cough up cash.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which is kind of important if you're down on your luck and you're, you know, if you're
right,
in one
right.
of those residential programs, you probably don't have a car, you know.
Exactly.
And so you need
exactly.
to. Yeah, you need.
They're beautiful villas over there, and of course, Roadway Inn. I'm thankful that they are working with the JVC. But yeah, you don't have that transportation covered, so this helps cover that.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Let us take another
thank
break.
You, thank you for asking.
Yeah, we're at the bottom of the hour, and we'll be right back, and we're going to talk some more with the mayor. I do want to remind you, don't forget about the parade tomorrow in Kingman. Don't forget about Oktoberfest in Bullhead City tomorrow. And then also, the Righteous Brothers are playing this weekend at the Riverside. How cool is that? Yes, 702-298-2535 if you need tickets, extension 616. And then also, Paul LaVoy is coming up next after the top of the hour, and he's talking Arizona government with with Matt Salmon, who's running for governor, and MCC with Dr. Stacy Klippenstein. He's the head guy of the college. So stick around for that. We'll be right back.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in yourself. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Hey, I want to remind you, next weekend, next Saturday, the 33rd annual John McCormick Chip In For, and that's F-O-R-E, for kids. Chip In For Kids. It's the golf tournament for the Boys and Girls Club. It's at El Rio Golf Club. Kicks off at 7:30 in the morning. Call the Boys and Girls Club, 763-4111, if you want to play in that tournament next Saturday. And then, of course, that Saturday night, you can go see Lynyrd Skynyrd over here in Laughlin. Yeah, Sweet Home Alabama. He's at the Laughlin Event Center. Call the Aquarius for more information, 298-5150-5111. Hey, Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by ProFit Kitchen, the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners. And you're going to find that the meal is tasty and it's good for you. And you're going to go, how's that possible? You know, it's like eating an apple. But no, this is so much better. And you talk to Eric because he can tell you how they make it and everything. And he's not afraid to tell people. Yeah, he shares everything. Plus, he makes nitro coffees and organic teas and protein shakes and meal prep solutions. That's the deal where you fill out a little piece of paper of what your order is and you give it to them. And they put it in a nice little plastic container and you take it to work and then you pop in the microwave for 5 seconds. You got a nice fresh meal with good stuff in it, good for you, and you didn't have to go through a drive-thru. Yeah, so it's really cool. Check out more at profitkitchen.com and spell kitchen the right way, KITCHIN.com. And by the way, if you're a cook out there, stop by and see Eric. He might put you to work. Also, Barron's Services, yes, they're the experts in pools. They design the pool, they can do installation and schedule maintenance. Experts in alarm systems, home or commercial, they can do complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Then they're experts in pest solutions. Yes, those little things hanging around your yard that you don't want. And you don't want biting your pets and your dog and your kids. So they do residential and commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for pets and safe for kids. Call for a scheduled treatment. They come to my house every month. I don't see any of that stuff. Plus, they do weed control. If you've got a major weed problem, they can take care of that, too. Call 758-5499. Arizona Comfort Solutions. If it's not quite cool enough in your office or your home, call 758-2400 because they service Bullhead City, Kingman, and now California, the whole state. Yeah. And everyone knows to call Arizona Comfort Solutions. They can take care of any thermostat, any air conditioning, any swamp cooler. His technicians are certified. They got all the pieces of paper that say they know what they're doing. And they come out to your house, they fix it, they get you cool. And that's what's important. 758-2400. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be the four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Those are the people who give them that rating. Yeah, you got to be pretty good to get that rating. Yes, they continue to constantly sanitize, and then they test everyone in the building for COVID as required, which I think right now is about once a week. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, and that's one side of the building. The other side of the building is a skilled nursing facility. So if you need those services, call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road in Bullhead City. And now let's go back to Kingman. We got about 20 minutes left with the mayor of Kingman, Jen Miles. And, hey, Jen, I know that you guys fought, and then you also got with Sonny and Gina and Leo, and they put the pressure on old Doug Ducey. You got the money for this new exchange coming off the I-40, and I know that that's going to just blow Kingman to the world. What's the progress on that? Have you heard anything?
Well, thank you so much for asking. Yes, I hear a lot of things. But what I hear is some people saying, oh, it's never going to happen. Well,
oh, my gosh. How can someone think that?
How can somebody think that? Because, yeah. Well, you know, there are really three interchanges that we have going on here. And we Rancho Santa Fe is the one you're referring to, in which through the efforts of Representative Cobb and others at the state, we did get a $20 million allocation that is there and ready. We also have completed everything necessary except one addendum item. But the agreement is signed between the city and the developer to construct this interchange, and importantly, with ADOT, because ADOT is the one that has to put it out for bid.
Right.
And they've been at Tri-City Council several times this year saying, you know, we're ready to put it out to bid later this year. Well, that timeline is probably going to slip back a little because the addenda item that needs to be completed is a regards to water and drainage. And this is being engineered right now, but it will help solve a lot of issues beyond just the area that the interchange is constructed in, but also flooding issues that we've had on some of our streets in the city. So this is a really critical piece that you don't often think about when you think of the interchange.
Right.
But there's a lot of land that will be developed and connector roads that are all part of this project. And all of it is—we just got to complete that drainage, have that worked out, and then it will happen. I was hoping that we'd have it ground baking by the end of this year, but it's looking like that's not going to happen.
Maybe the first quarter.
What I want
next year
to say, though, is don't get discouraged. The development agreement is signed, and we will figure out this engineering. And the funding is all in place, the funding from the state, but also the funding agreement between the city and the developer. It's a public-private partnership.
Right.
That really is solid and funded. So we just need to complete the drainage part of this.
So then you think that groundbreaking is going to be in the first quarter of next year, maybe, you know.
I'm not going to say anymore.
Don't want to jinx it.
We're going to break ground on this day. I'll tell you, we're going to break ground on this day.
Yeah, you don't want to jinx it. Yeah.
No, I don't. And the other piece of this is the Beale Street interchange with the bypass. I've heard people skeptical about that, but it is going to happen. It's funded. It is in the ADOT 5-year plan. They are completing the engineering. The design concept is approved. It's scheduled to start construction in August of 2023, and that's going to clear up that horrible traffic jam to this day. So,
yeah. And they just redid it, but all they did was kind of mess it up.
Well, this will be a very big one of those, you know, beautiful curved bypasses that they have in Phoenix. So
good.
So it's going to be a very big project, but it is also funded and on the five-year plan. The third one is Kingman Crossing, and that one is a signed development agreement, and the hospital and their developer and the city between those entities. And that's one I can really say COVID impacted the timeline, because not that it didn't for everything, but right. that we know of, but
yeah.
The hospital had to declare, you know, act of God, because when retail, that interchange opens up not just their Walpi campus, but also lots of land for them and also for the city for commercial and retail development and residential. But we all know what's happened to commercial and retail since COVID hit.
Right.
And so the contract allowed them to say, look, act of God. And as long as there's a national emergency, that can be the case. But I've talked to their CEO, the hospital CEO, and he's talked with our city manager and other counselors. We know their intention is, and he's very excited about that interchange, and he says, we want to get going on that.
Right.
Because it's going to be really important for their growth and development and fiscal health in the future. So it's complex. Obviously, each one of these agreements has been very complex in its development. But they do exist, and the partners are all still on board.
Good.
And the funding is mechanisms are in place. So I just want people to realize this. People say this was planned 60 years ago. Well, that's true, but it is now signed agreements that with partners and funding in place that will get done.
Right. That's the biggest part, is having the ability to pay for these things, because when
yes.
you talk about, you know, these interchanges and these exchanges to come on and off the freeways and flood control, that's some major bucks. That's not cheap stuff we're talking.
Oh, no, they're very expensive. And that's why the city worked very, very hard to make sure that they're win-win deals. And I really feel good about that, because each one of them benefits the city and its our citizens, but also our development partners. And it's interesting, you mentioned Matt Salmon on Next.
Right.
He's been to Kingman, as have other candidates. Actually, Karen Robeson was here last week, and she's announced running for governor too. But the thing that is wonderful is that they come and they're interested. And sometimes they're not even aware of all the interchange agreements and
right.
other things that are going on in our region. And this is an opportunity I appreciate when they come and they want to find out and talk to us about, you know, what's happening.
Well, and when you have these private and part and companies and whatnot that partner in these exchanges, and which they're basically saying, I'm giving you the land here to do this. That can be the same value of the construction project. And now all of a sudden someone has just given you $1 million worth of dirt that they own so you can make it better. And
well and that's true. But
yeah,
the way these are constructed, it's a little bit different partnership funding mechanism, because the private sector developers have a lot of land. And in Kingman Crossing, the city has some on the south side that would
right.
benefit. But the funding mechanisms for Rancho, for example, include the state contribution of $20 million. But there's a split of net new sales tax between the city and the developer that will take place over years. And that's also a component of Kingman Crossing.
You're having to find this. You have to explain this to these candidates for governor.
Well, I don't go into that far into it. If they want to see the agreements or they exist. But
they need to understand them. Yeah.
Believe me, the lawyers have worked it out very well, and our fiscal agents have worked it out very well. But that was a big topic of discussion with the council and making sure that it's fair and that we all understand how this funding is going to pay itself out over a period of time.
Exactly.
So, it's exciting. And as I say, it was complex, but it's done.
Yeah.
And everybody thinks it's a good idea. So
finally,
we move forward. But you're right. The land that's going to be opened up for development as a result of the interchanges around Rancho,
right,
City's 1,800 acres will be opened up, that FAA is going to release to us, will be opened up for industrial development. And then the private sector partners have thousands of acres that are going to be opened up. And it's really, it sets the infrastructure in place for the future growth.
Right.
Basically.
Perfect. Perfect. So
thank
now,
you for asking.
as you jump into October, what's on the council's plate that they have to tackle?
Oh, gosh. What's...
now, we only have 15 minutes left, so...
I'm trying to think what we are going to be tackling, because we've just... we just finished a council meeting, but I'm blanking on what's on the next agenda. But with the things that we're working on, let me just share a few of the things that have recently become part of our goal setting and our objectives for this coming year, and that we will be working on. And, we have a fabulous historic downtown, and so our council approved the purchase of a building for an electric vehicle museum, and that is taking place. We are purchasing the old State Building, which is on Beale Street.
Wow.
And we have over 100 electric vehicles that are stored in different places, including the small electric vehicle museum we have in the powerhouse right now in the business.
Oh.
But this is going to be a project, and we'll be working on the conceptual plans, but it's just very exciting. I think it will be an important experience for not just our city and our citizens, but for tourism. And we hope it will be, not just the past of electric vehicles, but also using alternative energies and looking forward into just a whole number of exciting things. And we can see people coming in or school children coming in and being interactive with them. So that's a happy thing. And we're also going to start our streetscape project between 3rd and 5th Street downtown. And our objectives there will be to make it very pedestrian friendly and to make it safer and also to address flood issues. Like everything, it has several layers. But what people will experience is going to be just a more and more pedestrian-friendly environment on that area and on Beale Street. So we're excited about that, too. And what else? We're finishing our injection well this year, we hope. That's been in the works for a couple of years. But one of the things that we have as a council, of course, that we continue to work on and will be working on in October and work on all the time, actually, is water and conservation and decision-making about that resource that makes sure that Kingman can develop and have development standards that are consistent with water conservation and sustainability.
Because you have to defend your water, don't you? keep it.
Well, we have to keep it.
Right.
And of course, the river does, too. And we all work together, like Havasu Bullhead, Kingman, and the county. We work together, as you probably know, in the Mojave County Water Authority.
Oh, yeah.
We're working very hard to keep the river water on the river. But we're also going to be supporting Representative Cobb's legislation that she plans to take forth again this coming year, in the next legislative session, to again get that rural management area established and kind of amend regulations so that irrigation non-expansion areas can be assigned based on projected use rather than current status. So we're really supportive of her legislation, so we'll be continue work on that.
Okay. Let us take our last break, and we're going to come back and chat some more with the mayor. I do want to remind people, Lori Duggins from the Bullhead City Police Department just sent out a scam alert. So this is for everybody out there. I don't care who you are or where you are. People are getting phone calls saying, put this money in this account so we can keep your computer running, and put it on a Zelle card and do that. Don't ever do that. If you're asked to send money someplace, that's a scam. If you're threatened for something, that's a scam. If you have any questions about these scams, and all you seniors, you're the target for these people. So please contact your local police department if you have questions.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400. Where do you find the best insurance coverage for your home and autos, and at the best price? Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Greg Idness and find out for yourself. He only sells you the protection you want and need. Sit down and let him show you. Farm Bureau Financial Services is all about protecting your family during a home emergency or vehicle collision. Call Greg and let him explain your benefits. Set your appointment now. Call Greg and his staff today. 763-8464. Farm Bureau. 763-8464.
Meet Susan. She's a wife, mom, and friend with a long day ahead of her. Susan's drinking a caramel macchiato, unaware that her car is about to go kablooey. ATCO Auto Repair is the friend that picks you up when your car decides to leave you stranded. With over 80 years of experience, ATCO Auto has seen it all and handles it all with the fairest rates in town. Don't hesitate to get your car checked up, or you might end up like Susan. Call ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, 928-444-1155.
Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Sunday, October 3rd, it's the K9 Car Show, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Mojave Marketplace, 5480 Highway 95 in Fort Mojave, to benefit the Mojave County Sheriff K9 Foundation. Open to classics, custom cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Live auction, DJ, K9 demonstration, K9 Foundation shirts, and hero dog sales. Raffles, surprise activities, food, and fun. Entry fees fund K9 food, vet care, specialized equipment, and training certifications. To sign up or for more info, call 651-270-0920.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0. One more thing about that scam alert from Lori Duggins. I will be putting a couple of tips, a whole tip sheet, actually two full pages, on our Speak Out 2.0 Facebook page as soon as I get off the air today. So look for that. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Exactly. You know, and of course, we keep talking about they teaming up with TWN. Are you a TWN customer? Have you been into their new offices on Hancock, on Silver Creek Road? You can sign up by calling 888-227-2095, or you can call MEC locally, 763-1100, ask for Regina, and Regina will get you set up for TWN. Yeah, it's that simple. It's coming. Everyone's going to get it eventually, but if you're begging to get good internet and you're waiting, call Regina, 763-1100 with MEC. Hey, we're brought to you by the Laughlin Outlet Mall. We got three great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, we have clothing store, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate boots, vitamins, Pendletons, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, art, and vape products, and a thrift store. Check it all out. And on the front of the building, we got a pet daycare, we got a medical clinic, a dollar store, a nail salon, and a bar, and a lot more. And no, they're not tearing it down, and no, it's not for sale. Walker Service Electric. Speaking of Walker, Keith Walker is on the city council in Kingman, you know. Yeah, so he's got to do everything right. People will come to city council meeting and yell at him. So Walker Electricians, you know, they're all over Mojave County every single day. And they can take care of electrical issues in residence or commercial business or new construction or Highline Power. They got the certificates. They got the training. They got all the knowledge. They know what they're doing. And you don't want to play with electricity. Trust me, you know. Changing a light bulb is difficult. 718-9444. Call Walker if you need an electrician. They're available 24/7. You never know on the weekends when something's going to happen at your home or your business. You're going to go, gosh, I need an electrician. So put the number in your cell phone right now. Walker Service Electric. 718-9444. Hey, you heard him in here yesterday, Jack Mafara, East West Financial Services. Retirement planning and estate planning can be complicated. Well, sit down with an expert. East West Financial Services, they specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, everybody wants that, and investments and principal protection, so if people can't get to your original principal. Check that out. Talk to Jack. All right. We got about, let me give you the number, 928-888-9828. We got about 2.5 minutes left with our Kingman mayor. And so, Jen Miles, when you talk with the city council, like we were just talking about Keith Walker, do they all often whisper in your, you know, mayor, one of my priorities would be if we could do this?
Yes, they do.
What are some of those things you hear?
We've got some great ideas. Well, I'll share one that wasn't whispered in my ear, but it was discussed at Tuesday night's council member meeting. We had a presentation on homeless and vagrancy in our area, and just the fact that so many people are in need. And even our police department said they would like they used to have a resource guide, they still would like one updated. And I'm sitting there going, boy, I work with so many organizations that have different pieces of this pie.
Right.
And even WACOC, which yesterday in our meeting we found out that, you know, that they're getting new funds, they may be able to expand some hours and some good things for our Head Start centers. And we know that the Community Development Department at the county has funding for it, still has rental assistance funding. But all these pieces are out there, and one of our counselors said, a counselor's family said, I think the city should pull together a forum of all these partners, and so that we can kind of unite and help serve our citizens better. So we're going to do that, and I talked to the city manager yesterday, and it's a work in progress, but it is going to be an attempt to just help pull the resources together so we know how to connect the dots and get people to the services they need, and so that our first responders, our police, know these.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.